Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speaktheWordMinistry.net or call 855-505-2297.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
When your words and your thoughts agree with God's Word, you will see victory in your life instead of defeat.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, We Are the Army of the Lord of Hosts.
Speak the Word.
Saints, faith in God's Word releases God's power and His love for you. One word from God is enough to send your enemies running. Hallelujah. And Deuteronomy 28:7 in the CEB Bible, that's the Common English Version, it says, The Lord will defeat any enemies who attack you from one direction, but will run for their lives away from you in seven different directions.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
You know, we have to learn how to respond to a trial or a bad report, because our first response can and will make the difference between life and death, yes, success or failure.
Yes.
It's the way your first response. For instance, if your doctor tells you something that you don't want to hear, like he did with me and David last year, and I don't have time to go into that, thank the doctor when he leaves, you know. Say, thank you, doctor. And when he leaves, say, Lord, I do not receive those negative words spoken over me in Jesus' name.
That's it.
That's right.
That was what kept David from having a pacemaker the next day.
Thank you, Lord.
The doctor never even came back.
Thank you, Lord.
He was home the next day. I could not give you better advice,
yes,
than be, yes, careful how you speak, when you speak, and, yes, what you say.
Yes.
It's not saying you can't go back to the doctor. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying you don't want to agree with him.
Right.
You know, the
That's
Bible
right.
says where two people come together to agree upon anything it shall be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a lot of times they may not be right.
That's right.
Maybe they're just guessing.
Yeah.
Right, right.
But say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what I did, I just said thank you, Dr. Left, and I hit the prayer and started speaking in the spirit and praying in the spirit and praying in English. And
Amen.
Next thing I know, all his vitals kept going up and up and up and up.
Thank you.
Next day he came home. The doctor didn't come back. So, you know, you just got to keep your mouth shut. And that's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's hard to do.
Right.
Praise God. Or say, for instance, a family member calls with news you don't want to hear or something negative. Be polite. But when you hang up, say, Lord, I don't receive that report. I curse those words and command them to hit the ground and not bear any fruit. In the name of Jesus, I declare there'll be no harvest from those words. I say that so much all the time. I pray that all the time because the enemy's always putting thoughts in my head too. And I say, Lord, I rebuke that thought. I bring that thought into captivity and command it to hit the ground, not bear any fruit in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
You know, because he's putting those thoughts. You don't have to wait. You know, think of it this way. The words that we speak, when something's going on, it doesn't have birth until you speak it.
That's right.
You give birth to it.
Yeah. Right.
When you speak the word out of your mouth, then you've given birth to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Saints, take it to the Lord immediately. The Lord knows what's going on, like I said before. And he'll get right in the middle of it with you if you let him.
Yeah.
The Lord knows that you're fighting these battles.
That's right.
And he is here with you right in the middle of it all. In Deuteronomy 31:8, English Standard Bible says, The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. I think a lot of people lose their battle before the war ever begins because of how they choose to respond to their situation.
That's right.
I realize that we're living in a world that is filled with evil and with challenges, a world that feels like it has been turned upside down. And we have an adversary that is trying to kill us.
Yes.
And he doesn't care how he does it.
That's
right.
It is only by you opening up your mouths that the devil will have the right to come in. Don't forget that. It could, like I said before, it could save your life.
Right.
You know, brothers and sisters, the world that we live in today can be a very frightening place. It seems just as we have gotten a handle on one battle, we are faced with another battle.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
However, the Lord reminded me of His word in Hebrews 10:37 in the Voice translation. It said, as the prophet Habakkuk said, in a little while, only a little longer, the one who is coming will come without delay. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
He said in verse 38, he said, but my righteous one must live by faith.
Yes.
For if he gives up his commitment, my soul will have no pleasure in him.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
He said, the Strong's Concordance puts it this way, but my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, he said, my soul has no pleasure in him.
That's right.
In verse 39, he said, my friend, we are not of those who give up hope.
Yes.
We are the army of the Lord of hosts.
Yes.
And we should keep in mind who we are and who we represent on this earth.
That's right.
We need to see ourselves as the warriors that we are, ambassadors of the King.
Yes.
We Christians are God's ambassadors in that we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. Praise God. So we speak, and I don't speak. I speak not to please man, but to please God.
Amen.
Who tests our hearts, according to 2 Thessalians 2:4. I personally strive to teach and preach as the Holy Spirit leads and not to please man.
Amen. That's
right. Brothers and sisters, we represent another kingdom, according to John 18:36, and it is our responsibility to reflect the official position of heaven. And there may come a time when we're faced with a life or death decision.
Yeah.
Think of it like the four lepers in 2 Kings 7:3. They had a decision to make, and it was a life or death decision that they had to make. There was a famine going on, it said. They had to decide if they wanted to stay where they were and for sure die or take a chance. They took a chance. In verse 3 in the New Living Bible, it says, they said, why should we sit here waiting to die? We will starve if we stay here, but with the famine in the city, we will starve if we go back there. So at twilight, they set out for the camp of the Amorites, but when they came to the edge of the camp, there was no one there. Saints, there was no army. God had made the Syrians think there was.
Right.
Think about that. He can do anything.
Yes.
He can do anything. He made enough noise that he made it sound like, you know, the Arameans, they thought there was an army.
Yeah.
And there was nothing.
That's right.
There.
That's right.
Praise God. You know, it's amazing. We read God's word and we pray His word, but we just meditate and think about the God that we serve and the things that He did for His people and that He does for us, because He doesn't change.
Right.
He's still the same. So it says the Syrians arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents, their horses, their donkeys, even the camp as it was, and fled for their lives. Praise God. And when the lepers got to the edge of the camp, they realized it was empty. They went in, they ate, they drank, and they carried away all the silver and all the gold. Wow. Of course, I don't have to go in time to go into that, but we also know that they're feeling bad about that, and so they decided they needed to share it
Amen.
With someone else. But they overcame.
Yes.
It didn't say they were not afraid.
Mm-hmm.
It said they overcame. They overcame in spite of their fear, saints.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were afraid. Fear will always create unbelief.
Right. Yes.
But God didn't give you a spirit of fear, as we well know. He gave us a spirit of power,
yes.
love, and a sound mind.
Yes.
The word just tells us that they had a decision to make, and they made it. And when they took the first step of faith, then God stepped in and helped them fight their battle. And He'll do the same thing for us.
Amen.
He stepped right in as soon as they took the first step of faith.
Yeah,
I know when I started the ministry and I didn't know which way to go, as soon as I took that first step of faith back in the early 90s, then the Lord began to show me, tell me where He wanted me to go.
Amen.
A lot of people just sitting there on their high knees and waiting for God to move them, but He's waiting for you to move.
That's it.
You know, it's kind of hard to, what is it, to steer a parked car. You know, you got to put it in drive and go forward.
That's right.
So God's waiting on you to move forward. Praise
Amen.
God.
That's right.
speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back to pray for you. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speaktheWordMinistry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speaktheWordMinistry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
We thank you, Father, that according to Deuteronomy 20, says the Lord our God is He who goes with us to fight for us against our enemies, to give us the victory. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you have equipped us with everything good that we need to do your will. Help us to understand, O Lord, that we do not fight our battles with a sword or spear or javelin, but you are teaching us to fight our battles with the sword of the Spirit, which is your word. Help us, O Lord, to understand that when we agree with what Satan puts in our heart, we're giving him legal rights to come in and destroy us. But if we speak God's word and come into agreement with him, He will help us. He will rescue us. For by speaking His word, we're giving the Lord something to work with, inviting Him in to help us. We're tapping into His limitless power, praise God. So in the name of Jesus, we know that one word from God is enough to send our enemies running. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speaktheWordMinistry.net or call 855-505-2297.